Joining us over the phone today, we have Representative Christine Watkins. And Christine, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. I know over the last 45 days, it seems like we were talking very frequently. But now that the legislative process is over, things have kind of settled down, and I'm looking forward to today's conversation. So thank you.
Yeah, me too. It's so nice to be home.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it is. So let's recap everything that went down as far as some of your big takeaways from the previous 45 days.
Okay, well, I guess important for our people who are involved in education, we were able to do a 4% increase to the WPU, and that's where the teacher salaries come from and some other things that the districts do. So that's in charge of the districts and the teachers' associations will negotiate all of that and the classified. But we also gave them $250 million ongoing for public education because we have new growth. And so that's an important thing for education. We also did we did a bill last year called Teacher and Student Success, and it had $65 million allocated to it, but there was no direction. So this year that we passed a bill that gives them direction with another 20-some-odd million dollars. And this is to be used kind of differently than in a WPU. It's kind of complicated, so I can't go into it a lot, but it will put a lot of extra money in the schools for students and teachers and all of the people that work there. And even though we don't deal with a lot of the clean air initiatives, because obviously we have clean air, we did pass or allocate $28 million for clean air. And for the people who live on the Wasatch Front, this is huge. Some great programs are going to start or continue. And for all of our state employees, they got a 2.5 increase. And so considering the little bit of a scare that we had there, that they were going to pull a lot of this money away, they put it back because we did balance the budget. We did it in a more efficient, leaner way. A lot of programs that we give ongoing money to, they changed, and it's one time. It's like, we have to do this tax reform. And if it's not done, your money is going to be on a one-time basis, which means you may or may not get it in the future. So that was good. We got some good money down here. We got the Coal Country Strike Team, $500,000. We hope to, if they win this contest, they'll bring more to the table with that. And that's for Carbon and Embry to work together to diversify, to add things education-wise here in our two counties, and to try and help us in our future endeavors. Plus, I did get the $25,000 for Helper. I was excited about that. This is their 25th anniversary, and they wanted to do some extra fun things, and that's really good. So I passed five bills. We've talked about most of them. And if anybody wants to go check out bills under a specific legislator or anything, you just go to le.utah.gov, and then it'll give you a search button and stuff. But one of my favorites, and it's not my bill, but one of my favorite bills was House Bill 431 by Representative Eric Hutchings. And this is called the Expungement Act. And a lot of people make mistakes when they're young or anytime. And those records can just haunt them forever. Even if they only make one or two mistakes and they pay for whatever they have to, it just haunts them. They can't rent or buy, or they can't hold certain jobs. And so as long as these aren't big felons, you know, the big issue ones, there's going to be a 3, 5, and 7 year expungement process. And instead of paying thousands of dollars, these are going to be automatically looked at. And if this person has had no other issues, that can be expunged and they can move on with their lives. And I love that bill. I just thought it was the best. And so that's one of my favorite ones.
Again, we're being joined right now by Representative Christine Watkins as we recap the legislative sessions that just came to a close last week. Christine, I did ask you this question off of the cuff. I thought it was very interesting. Now that that whole process is complete, what's next for you?
Well, you just stay busy. I've had several people call me about doing a bill in 2020, and so it is a process, so we will be doing that. We can start filing new bills in May. So if anyone has an issue, something that they feel like cannot be resolved without changing a law or, you know, amending it, taking it away, creating a new one, get with me in May so that we can get that process started. If you come to me with an idea in December, we can maybe get it through, but it's a whole lot more difficult. And I had several bills that didn't even make it to committee for a variety of reasons. And so they're written. We just have to make some changes, and obviously I'll be refiling them. And then I'm invited to speak at a lot of events. I try to go to not everything because that's kind of impossible, but go to as many activities in our community so that I know what's going on. I meet with people, talk with them, become a member of the community. And I will say I was paid what I consider a really high compliment by someone who works in state government, and they said to me, of all the legislators they work with in the field that they're in, and this was more rural and stuff, they said they felt like I was the closest, that I understood my area better than a lot of the other reps. And I took that as a real high compliment because I live here and I care about the things that we live with, that our kids are going to come up with. So I take that pretty seriously. So I know someone said to me on Friday, and they live in Salt Lake, they said, oh, you work up there with all those crazy people. Well, I want you to know they're really not crazy. We all come with our own ideas from where we live. And they're as passionate about what they believe in as I am for rural Utah and for our southeastern part of the state. So they're good people. They're hardworking. They're compassionate. They have more passion than you can ever imagine in dealing with their issues. And so it's an interesting process. For 7 weeks, it's real intense, let me tell you. But it's nice to have it behind me and get a little bit of rest and be normal and get ready for 2020.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. There's no question. Representative yeah. Christine Watkins, it's been so much fun to talk with you again over the last few weeks. Thank you for always making time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again relatively soon.
Yes, and I'll keep you updated on some of the things that may be brought down here so people can attend. And thanks to you guys for helping me keep your constituents, caught up on things. When we're all out working, sometimes it's hard to jump on that computer and try and keep up with everything. So thank you very much.
That's definitely our pleasure. Again, that's Representative Christine Watkins. And for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, all you have to do is visit CastleCountryRadio.com.